Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Miss Pat. Yes, and amen, the best is yet to come. To God be the glory. My brother back there, old brother Davin, done got on Amazon and ordered me some gloves so that I could have some gloves and keep my hands sanitized. I can just pull them off right now just going through this chemo. So I appreciate it. He was trying to get face mask and everything else, and I said, I don't know if I'm going to wear a face mask. And I got one in my pocket just in case, you know, you never know. But I am avoiding just intimate contact with people right now just because of just coming off of the chemotherapy. And all is going well. Thank the Lord. I hadn't had any trouble at all. I just praise the Lord. Yesterday was probably the day that if I felt tired more than any, it was probably yesterday. Outside of that, I was sharing with the men in Sunday school. My blood sugars were probably up just a little bit, and I can tell in my vision some that my eyes are just a touch little blurry. Like some of y'all in the back, I don't know if y'all looking at me cross-eyed or looking directly at me. I can't see your eyes, and I don't like that. I like seeing eyes. When I preach and I go back and listen and share the message, every time I'm saying something, I'm looking at the person that when I hear it, I see you sitting there. That's just how I visualize it when I'm going back through. I can see you sitting there. I can see your response. I see you sticking your tongue out at me and making faces at me and all that. I do. But so right now, my eyes are just a touch blurry, and I think it's a sugar thing. As a result, they put me on another steroid. Which goes along with taking after the chemo. You do it on day 3 and 4 after the chemo. And I think that kind of elevated a little bit, but it seems like it's starting to come back down because it's been 2 days since I've taken those. But we give God the glory and the praise that I've felt as good as I have. And that's just been y'all interceding, y'all stepping up and doing and just being such a blessing, not just to me, but to our entire church family. Y'all blessed me as I watched y'all serve one another over the last several days with the loss of our precious friend and sister in Christ. Just doesn't seem the same, does it? But we're going to give God the glory, aren't we? Amen. And we're going to praise Him. And we're going to continue on because you know what? The best is yet still to come. And for all of us in Christ, the best is still to come. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the funeral service and your services in just a moment. I just want to testify as we lead on into, I am a new grandpa. And praise Lord. Lauren had little Holden. And he is doing great, doing good. She's doing good. And it's just been a providential thing, the way the Lord worked all that out and just a unique way with Elizabeth being able to be over there, with her being able to fly from another island. She was able to just be with her the whole time. And Chris was able to go back and forth to the house and take care of the dogs for them and everything else that needed to be done. So that was a neat thing for them to be able to just to experience that together as sisters. And way over there in Hawaii, just the way it worked, the timing of it all, you can't claim that other than just a God thing, how God worked all that out. And we can't help but give Him the glory for it and the thanks to see it all take place with her having somebody there with her through that. And he sure is a cute little fella. And I can't wait to hold him. I can't wait to hold him and talk to him and sing to him and sing Jesus Loves Me to him. And that's how I let him get a good sound of that old voice, you know, and hold him close and just love on him and love on him. I want him to know what Pawpaw sounds like. Amen. So I'm looking forward to that. Stephanie, as Brother Greg already said, she is in flight now. She left Dallas about 9:15, 9:20. Elizabeth and them left L.A. headed to Atlanta, so they probably have already crossed paths somewhere across the United States, and they're due back in Jackson at 3 today. Lydia and Dory are over there with the kids right now, watching them. The only issue is Nate having the flu, but Chris's sister, Betty Grace, kept him at their house away from everybody else through the whole time, so that worked out for that. Really didn't want to, even though Stephanie's had shots and had the flu shot and all that, didn't want her exposed much to the flu going over and going to be with a brand new little baby as well. So y'all be praying for them. So all that is just coming together. Dory was able to bring her to the airport this morning. She flew out at 6 out of Jackson. And so all that has just been just one thing after the other. If we went through every detail of it, you just have to say with us all that, boy, this is just the way God worked it out. Amen. in the timing of it. And so we can't help but thank Him for that. And we can't help but thank Him for me as a pastor watching you as a church love on and serve our church family in those slippery times, in those furnaces, in those storms that God brings us through. You know, like those storms that came through yesterday, they came through here pretty fast, didn't they? And they were furious when they came through. But I don't know if y'all noticed yesterday evening, just that unstable atmosphere, with it moving on out of here, boy, it sure created a very beautiful, beautiful sunset yesterday. Amen. I snapped a pretty picture of it and got to watch it the whole time. Somebody called me while I was out there just to check on me, somebody who's going through cancer, somebody that was at the funeral, and just wanted to talk to me about it. And I just, the whole time I'm watching that sun just kind of ease on back in the back, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful atmosphere of, I can't help but think about how many sunsets Mom Rob watched out in this community and rode up and down that road and watched it set with that steeple in the background and all. It just blessed me, you know, as I thought about that. And it blessed me for you to step in and y'all to help in whatever capacity you did. Everybody played a part in so many ways. And I felt that this is uncharted waters for me, not being able to be around y'all and with y'all and through it all. And it's been a challenge. So y'all pray for your preacher now as we go through this, as learning experiences and that the Lord will work all these things out for us. I was thinking in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 19. Look in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 19. And we talked about this passage. We've talked about another passage that says pretty much the same exact thing, just a different time, in chapter number 22. But in Luke 19, I'm going to read in verse number, just start in verse number 28. And we will concentrate on verse number 32. But I want to bring it out in light of where we are right now, where we are as a church, where we are as a congregation, where we are with what we've experienced, where we are as a body together in this. So Luke 19 and verse number 28. It says, when he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain called Olive, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village opposite you. Where you will enter, you will find a colt tied, and which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Why are you releasing it? Why are you loosing it? Just tell them, because the Lord has need of it. Verse 32. So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. And that's really where I want to just talk about it a moment. Verse number 32. So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he said to them. They that were sent went, and they found it just as he meant. We could just remember that. they that were sent went, and they found it just as he meant. We could say it like this. They that went were sent who found it just as he meant. Life is like that. When we go, and we go because we've been sent, we're going to find it just the way God meant it to be. Amen. And let me share it like this. The scripture says that when the Lord is our shepherd, there's something that will continue behind us all the days of our life. When the Lord is our shepherd and he leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake, something is going to continue to follow behind us all the days of our life. And I can't help but think about this past week. Can't help think about Mama Rob, that we have found it just as Jesus meant. Because the Lord was, is, and will forever be her shepherd, because he led her in paths of righteousness for his name's sake, because she followed him to the streams and into the fields where he laid her down and fed her and took care of her, we have seen and will continue to see goodness and mercy follow behind that woman. Amen. Gonna see it. You're gonna see it. We've seen it. And you're gonna continue to see it again and again and again. She went where she was sent and found it as he meant. And when we go to where he sends us, and we do what he sends us to do, we're going to find it as he meant it to be. And we're experiencing that. We've seen that this particular week. We've seen it for years, I know. But we've seen it manifested before us just with the willingness and the desire and the spirit of those who gathered and testified. And that's kind of what I would like for us to do today, is just bear testimony of some of that goodness and that mercy that you found as you witnessed and watched a faithful servant follow her shepherd through this life. When I was going through some of Mama Rob's Bible, I have a ton of stuff. We could have spent all day here. Amen. I wanted to. Come on. And we could have just went through and just looked and looked of what she had jotted down in her scriptures. But I'd mentioned when I first came here, I remember her sitting right over here on that Sunday morning, my first time ever coming in the church. I didn't, only people I knew was Miss Lorraine Popejoy and Mr. Norman McKenzie and Carolyn from out at the Navy base. I didn't really know anybody else that was here that day. But Mama Rob sat right over there. She had her blue Bible laid out that Bill and Karen and the family had given to her. And I knew she had that Bible. So I was going to see, well, what did she write down on that day that I came out here for the first Sunday? I was going to test her. And she had out beside that 10-5-0-8, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, 10-5-0-8, Brother Nick Holden, in Jeremiah. I knew right where I preached. I hadn't forgot where I preached that day. Jeremiah chapter number 3. She had a note up there, up at the top of it, that talked about, if you get right, you'll be fed right. I remember talking about that day, but this is what she had underneath it. Now she had underneath it. And it blessed me. It blessed me. First time she ever met me. First time she ever heard me. She had written under it, wonderful sermon. bless my heart.
Amen.
I didn't say that in the service, but I'll say it to y'all, that I could return the favor. She preached a wonderful sermon.
Come on.
Our life. She did. You see, we all preach our homegoing messages. We all preach our own funerals. Some are just more equipped to do a better job than others. And the only reason they're better equipped is for who they serve and who they're following. Who's equipped them to preach a better sermon.
Wow.
Some people just preach a better message. And I want to tell you, she preached a wonderful message. She exemplified and manifested Jesus. And when I read that, and I saw that, wonderful sermon, it was instantly in my spirit, Mama, thank you for preaching a wonderful sermon with your life to me. Because you showed us Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You showed us Jesus. I've been sent. I went where He sent me. And I found it as He meant. And I'm seeing goodness and mercy follow her life. All the days of it. We're going to see it in her children. We're going to see it in her grandchildren. And when I say children, I'm talking about daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws and all. I'm talking about the rest of us. She looked at all of us as her kids. Amen? She was just motherly to all of us. Yet she respected all of us individually and personally and gave everybody their space to do as they felt led, but she was a mother to us all as well. And just such a balance in that. But as we think about that and that message she proclaimed, you know, she had a note in her scripture that says, doing the right thing for the wrong reasons, there are no rewards. Which is a great word. We do the right thing for the right reason, and that is always rewarded by the Lord. Our motives is what's really important. But she made reference in there as well about a man did what was right to him, but he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord, so what was right to him was wrong before God. And that's why it's important to seek the Lord and have a standard as our song. We need the Bible. Amen. We need the Word of God. Amen. When you bless people, you'll be blessed. It's a promise from God. When you're blessing, you're blessing, you'll be blessed in what you do. I told Abraham he was going to make him a blessing. And wherever he went, he would bless those that he was among, simply because he trusted and he followed and he walked with the Lord. And what a difference that makes in a person's life. An eternal difference that has a noticeable impact upon this earth in everyday life. In everyday life. So keep looking. You'll keep seeing that goodness and mercy is going to continue to show up. You just got to go where He sends you. Those that were sent went, and they found it just as He meant. And I want to see life the way He meant it to be. Amen? I want to see kingdom work the way He meant it to be. I want to see Him. I want to see Him. And I want to show Him. And I'm thankful for the examples that God has given us, among us, that we can say we want to see Jesus and we get to see Him in the lives of His people. Amen. She loved and she loved well. She loved her family well. It hurt her to lose those that meant so much to her. Yet it didn't hinder her in her love to continue to express that to everybody she come across. And that blesses us. That really is a blessing. Really a blessing. Father, we thank You today for this time. We thank you that we can witness these heavenly realities manifested before us as you promised that we would see it. And we've seen it, and we know we will continue to see it in days ahead. Thank you for being so gracious and kind to us. Thank you for giving us life. Thank you for speaking life into us. Thank you for surrounding us with testimonies. And thank you for surrounding us with the Ebenezers that have been landmarks for us in the journey of your trustworthiness, of your faithfulness, of how to embrace life in the face of losing a husband, a son, a grandson, going through sorrow and pain and difficulties and the joys of life and inviting others to follow in that joy. We rejoice. You put a treasure, your treasure, yourself, within a treasure, and allowed us to celebrate with you, her and her family and our brethren. Now we ask you to use us, that we would glean as she gleaned from you, and that we would be those servants that go forth sacrificially, not saying, can I love or can I forgive, but will I obey what the Master has given me to do? She was a will I woman. She trusted you. She obeyed you. We know she didn't do it perfectly. That's what you did for her. But we're thankful for your transformation in her life. We ask you to take these testimonies, etch them upon our hearts, and that you just use us in this day, the only day we have right now, to bless you. And the days ahead, Lord willing, you give them to us to go forth in your name with your praise upon our lips, with your sweet message in our heart, with compassion for people, looking to you in our troubles, and knowing how to admit when we've gone wrong and turning it over to you. We love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 But all is good and it is well. And I want to tell you, he's going in the fire with us. Amen. He's in it with us. And as I mentioned the other day, a fire is either going to bless you or going to burn you. It's all what you're made of. It's all who's made you. It'll either destroy you or it's going to deliver you, all in what you're made of. And we can count it joy. Count it all joy. Why? Because who goes in the fire with us? Amen?
Amen.
Who goes in the fire with us? Love y'all. Y'all have a blessed day. We're going to gather back tonight at what time, Carolyn?
6:00.
6:00. We'll see you then. Love y'all.